You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Since Sacramento police shot and killed Stephon Clark in his grandmother's backyard last month, protests have taken to the streets almost every day. Clark is just one of more than 275 people who've been shot and killed by police around the country so far this year. That's according to the Washington Post's officer-involved shooting database. KALW's justice reporter Holly J. McDee joins me now to talk about what's next for police reform efforts here in the Bay Area and around California. Holly, in response to this shooting, California lawmakers are considering legislation to restrict when police officers can use lethal force. What would the current bill being considered do?
So this bill, which is backed by Stephon Clark's family, was introduced this week by San Diego Assemblywoman Shirley Weber. And what it would do is it would restrict when officers are able to open fire. So right now, police can open fire when it's considered reasonable for them to do so. This proposal, though, says that officers should only be allowed to fire bullets when it's necessary. California would actually be the first state of the country to adopt that kind of standard.
But there are cities that have adopted this kind of thing, even if not at the state level yet.
Yeah, there are. San Francisco has a similar policy, and so does Oakland. And Oakland's actually one of the cities where advocates are saying that they've done a pretty good job reducing use of force. So, for example, in 2016, for the first time in two decades, no one was shot by a cop in the city.
Those are pretty significant results. Is that essentially what state lawmakers are hoping for?
Yeah, state lawmakers are looking to reduce the number of officer-involved shootings, but they're also looking to address what people feel is a lack of accountability in their police departments. So, for instance, in the courtroom, it is really difficult and rare for law enforcement to be prosecuted for officer-involved shootings because they have to, if they're able to prove that there was a reasonable fear, it's easy to justify the shooting.
Well, what do you think the chances are that this bill that's currently before the state legislature will pass?
Well, just looking at the history of failed police reform bills in California, it is unlikely to pass. As usual, it'll be a major uphill battle, and there will be serious opposition from police unions and law enforcement lobbyists with deep pockets.
So we're talking about Sacramento and bills in the state capitol. The eyes of the nation are in that city after Stephon Clark's death. What's being done on the local level about police reform in Sacramento?
So Sacramento's police chief, Daniel Hahn, has said that he is considering some policy changes within the police department. So one thing that he's mentioned is a policy against officers turning off their body cameras. That was something that happened and police were criticized for and that contributed to mistrust within the community.
In the Clark shooting.
In the Clark shooting. The second thing he's considering right now is whether police should pursue certain suspects in dangerous neighborhoods where conditions may not be safe.
So what does that mean? They just abandoned chases when people went into neighborhoods they deemed to be unsafe?
Well, it is something that other police agencies have policies around restricting pursuits because it's not always in the best interest of public safety to follow a suspect. In fact, when it comes to the Oakland Police Department, there was an internal audit 7 years ago that determined that officers there were chasing suspects basically with too much zeal and determination. So what the audit found was that they were following these suspects and they should have just given up the chase because people ended up injured when they may not have if police had kind of abandoned the mission.
So there are some reform efforts being made by police departments, but what are activists calling for right now?
So activists want the two officers who shot Stephon Clark to be charged. Other activists are calling, they want the DA of Sacramento elected out of office. That includes activist Barry Axias, who actually sat down with KLW's Your Call.
As far as the actions that we're going to be taking on in the DA, we are not going to sit back and allow her to think that she's just going to be able to be reelected without a fight. We're going to put major pressure on her because she has not prosecuted or brought up charges to anyone.
Sacramento's district attorney is also up for reelection in June. Axias is also calling for the Sacramento Police Department to be defunded and replaced with something run by the community.
When you scale back the corruption that is the police, the law enforcement here in Sacramento, it's got layers, and it's layered with racism, layered with bias. The community is not saying we don't need police, but what we're saying is the police that we have right now, this system that we have right now, if we can't reform it, it must be dismantled.
Is that really a realistic option, Holly?
Well, whether or not it's realistic, it does show how tense relations with law enforcement and activists in Sacramento are right now. A demonstrator was hit over the weekend by a Sacramento County Sheriff's deputy during a vigil for Stephen Clark. The woman had fallen on her hip and shoulders, hit her head, and she was taken to the hospital and released that night. And after that, the Sacramento County Sheriff, Scott Jones, had held a press conference to say that the deputy probably didn't realize that he had hit the protester when he drove away. That same sheriff has also said that the protesters who were there, some of them were paid to rally in Sacramento. He said, quote, because of our history with these folks, these are paid protesters and paid people to instigate.
So activists there are calling for reform in Sacramento. What's happening in other Bay Area cities, Holly?
So last month, there had been a series of tense town hall meetings over officer-involved shootings in San Francisco, one where police fired 26 rounds of bullets in a barbershop shootout. In another shooting, officers fired 99 rounds at a man hiding in the trunk of a Honda Civic in San Francisco's Mission District. That's 125 bullets fired by the city's police department in 1 month. Mm. So some people are questioning why they're firing so many bullets. Meanwhile, in the city, the police union has gathered signatures to put a proposal for tasers on the city's June ballot. Among major U.S. cities, only San Francisco and Boston don't have stun guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is really a developing situations all around California. Thank you so much, Holly.
Thank you, Ben.
Holly J. McDeed is KALW's justice reporter. You can reach her at justice@kalw.org.